Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
Welcome to it. We're on the streets, we're on the air. Hope you're having a wonderful morning, a great commute to work. Be it you're in a bus, you're in your own car, you're walking, or you're in a taxi. Wherever you are, I know that today you've seen probably a Chinese car. Shining. They look amazing, by the way. They're all over the place. And I've been very curious, man, about these Chinese cars. I remember there used to be a time where they were strange. You know, they were the new thing, be it an Indian car, Tata, Mahindra. I mean, even Kia, or the South Korean cars at some point. But we got used to them over time. And it looks like these days we're getting used to Chinese cars. But I still have so many questions about them, you know? Because the beauty, I have no question about that. Yeah. We all see them. They're beautiful. They're amazing. And sometimes you're in a mall and you see this happy family getting into this car and it's got this beige finishing interior. Yeah. You look at the cluster, the technology looks amazing. They really look fancy and appetizing.
I started paying attention with Hyundai back in the day.
Yeah. And now it's become the new normal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're almost entering the luxury class as well. And I've got so many questions about these particular cars. We're joined right now on the line to give us more insight on these Chinese cars. Bogiso Dibakwane, motoring expert and owner of Bogiso Electronics Auto. Good morning, Bogiso.
Good morning, Saul. How are you?
I'm all right, man, Bogiso. I'm sure just like all of us, you've seen these Chinese cars. And I mean, they're right up your alley as an expert. Just how well are these cars doing in South Africa? And how much destruction are these causing to the legacy brands that we've been accustomed to growing up?
Thank you for having me. So, yes, there's been an influx and they're just slaughtering some of the manufacturers by the likes of your Nissan, your Peugeot, your MG. And most people think that they're taking over BMW and Audi and Mercedes-Benz market. That's not really true. What they managed to do is that it's to basically impress the first-time buyers and people who are upgrading probably from your smaller vehicle into your mid-luxury market. So they're not really super luxury that you can compare it to your BMW or Mercedes-Benz. But yes, because they have new technology, they have they're looking good. They have attracted a lot of new client first-time buyers. And the biggest thing that we must look at is, you must remember, most of the Chinese brands are backed up by their own governments. So they can play around with pricing as much as they want. But obviously for brands like your Renault, your Nissan, you'll note that they're struggling a bit. And most of Nissan and Renault dealership, you might find that they are multi-franchised. So you'll see one big dealer with a lot of different companies' logos on it.
Now, you've just said that a lot of people are not, especially if they're in it for performance, I'm assuming, they're not switching from your German cars, your Audi, BMW, Merc, to these cars. However, on paper, when I look at, you know, a standard BMW and I look at the price, and then I look at a standard Chinese cars and I look at the price and I look at the features, you know, you'll find the Chinese cars has got cooling seats, warming seats, cooling steering wheels, 360 cams, and all these things, park lane assist that this basic car doesn't have. How is the reliability on these cars with all these bells and whistles? Because I'm looking at the price, and we've been, you know, raised on the fact that if a car is more expensive, the more reliable it is. But these cars seem to be cheaper, bigger, with amazing features. But what? How reliable are they? Can I sleep a good night with a Chinese car parked in my garage, knowing that I should be driving this car for 6-7 years?
Oh, look, the likes of your Chery, your Haval have been here for a while. Let's take the biggest problem what people do is that they tend to compare based on price. You can't compare BMW X1 to a Haval H6. It doesn't make sense because it's a different segment and market. Mm-hmm. And also the target market is different. The biggest thing that you would find that these vehicles have as a problem, they would have a big car with a lot of features, but then an engine is a 1.5, which then becomes a problem because the weight to ratio in terms of engine does not make sense. So you have this nice big car with all these bells and whistles, but it's consuming a lot of fuel because the engine cannot handle all this body mass that it has. So it becomes a bit of a challenge in terms of are they going to last? I think the biggest manufacturer that has put their, basically their brand on the line would be Hyundai, because they would say, look, you own the vehicle, you are the vehicle owner, we will give you 200,000 7 years warranty, but obviously that comes with terms and conditions. From these newer vehicles that are coming in, the likes of your Jetol, the likes of these other new vehicles that are coming in, we're still yet to see because they are basically new. And in the Chinese market, yes, they sell 10 times what we have here at home. Mm-hmm. Your BYD, Build Your Dreams, we still yet to see how long it'll last, because BYD have the most impressive technology that you can almost compare to a Tesla. They have managed to create technology that is basically the likes of your art in BMW. But in terms of quality, in terms of how long it will last, we're still yet to see, because these are brand new cars. The research on development, there isn't much online that we can look at and read about it. I think that's the biggest problem. So we are basically going to be the research and development, because I've been getting a lot of calls, people asking me, would it last? I would say, I don't know, because this is a brand new vehicle. They're brand new on the market. They haven't really proven themselves by the likes of Haval and Chery.
We're joined on the line by Bogiso Dibakwane, a motoring expert. We're talking all things Chinese cars, if you just joined us. We're wrapping up the conversation. Now, Bogiso, my previous question, I remember walking into a dealership once. I was working with one as an influencer, and I was curious about these cars. And the guy said, if you're unsure how long the engine will last, there's a warranty, a million kilometer warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that valid? Should I have a peace of mind? Because it sounds like I should when the salesman tells me that, even though I know she's trying to get a sale.
Yeah, you get manufacturers that say that, but obviously there is terms and conditions to that. They will say, they will stipulate what their warranty covers. So you have to go and take a look at that. Don't just get happy about the fact that they will cover it for 1 million kilometers. And you have to be the only owner of that vehicle. So when you resell it, that warranty goes away.
Thank you so much. And lastly, I remember growing up, people said stay far from French cars because there are not a lot of parts available due to not a lot of dealerships. What's the post-care service you can get, post-purchase service from these cars? Mm-hmm. Is it reliable? Do they have strong enough network of dealerships for servicing or for parts? Or is it a matter of waiting for months for parts, especially for the newer entrants like BIAC and JAC and Bide, unlike Haval and Chery, which have been here for a while?
Well, look, BIAC have been here, but JC, most of their Bakis are on the road. They haven't had much problems. But yes, when you're buying a vehicle like this, dealer network is very important. So before you make a decision where what car do you buy, you need to know, where am I going to service it? And is there a dealer nearby me? Look, it's very important to make your research properly. Even after warranty, will I still be able to maintain the vehicles? Because the warranty might be long, but the service plans are very short. Most of them, the service plan goes up to 60,000 to 90,000 Ks, 2 years. So again, people want to compare a service plan of 60,000 Ks, 2 years warranty, whereby BMW offers 5 years, 100,000.
Thank you so much. That was Bogiso Dibakwane, a motoring expert and owner of Bogiso Electronics. Do give us a shout. Have you switched from these legacy brands that we've come to be accustomed to? into a Chinese brand car? Are you happy with your Haval? Are you happy with your Biako, your Abide? Or are you happy with Ichiriako? And do you think you're going to have a long-term relationship with Ichiriako? Do give us a shout.
I don't trust them still, bro. They look nice and everything, technology, but what about the engine, man? What about the engine? I heard some complain, I don't know if it was the Jetto or whatever, that the axle underneath, like, is weak and it broke and something like that. And No. What about the engine, man?
I will not experiment people. They must not experiment with us.
But you know, Techo, I've heard some people are not complaining with the Chinese brands, people who've made the shift.
I just had lunch with a friend on Sunday. I'll name the brand, not because it's bad or what. Okay, fine. She was driving a German brand.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I think over 5 years, and she decided she's going to trade it in and buy a Chinese model, a Haval, and she's happy with it. She was just showing me all the features in there. I must say the car looks great from the outside. Regarding the engine situation that some listeners are referring to, she didn't have any complaints at all. One could easily say there's a difference between the male and the female buyer. But if we accept that, you know, they've got their purchasing power and they can make their own decisions, whether they are based on whatever, mechanics and whatnot, but, you know, they are selling.
Wow, interesting. Have you made the switch? Are you tempted to make the switch into getting these Chinese cars? How's the reliability? Do let us know.
So the true reality is, in as much as we all want to have branded cars, it does not make financial sense for most of us also in this kind of an economy.
Mm.
And you raised very valid points regarding what the cars actually have to offer in terms of the specifications, the features, you know, the bells and whistles. I am telling you now, free of charge, there are a lot of people that are leaving big brands for those brands because it makes financial sense, one. And if you are staying in the city, you probably don't even get to do as much trips as, you know, driving long distances to a point where you can see your fuel consumption being extremely, extremely, extremely expensive for you. So I know most people, and I'm sure there is data that can prove that there are a lot of people that are considering or that have switched from bigger German brands that are a lot more expensive to the smaller cars.
Times are tough. I mean, even just down the road here, there used to be a Mercedes-Benz dealership. It's now closed. It's a Suzuki dealership. And we've seen many dealerships where BMW dealerships become Haval dealerships. And it is, you know, it signifies that times are really tough. And some people are just swallowing their pride, downgrading, and getting into the Chinese market.
Hey, Mfitch, yeah, I was born a little more to Zintle, man. Hey, now long 7's a corner. Yo. Hey, biting ill. They are nice. They are beautiful. Inside, outside, technology-wise. We are cool, man, motor and stuff. My worry is one, man. When I'm a soul. My moshe, a little Ukala wupi, ama parts, are they available? Are they ama mechanic that they can work on these cars? You understand? And again, okay, ziya figa, yes, your people are buying those cars. Mota tupego, ukebe mwabala in South Africa. Kuchonjwi moto zingaki pe day. Your people buy our trader in Lamapolo Lawa. Ahamba, yustengeli pe jini. Yeah, we don't know what is your penal happy, but then, let's wait and see, man.
Yeah, you're right. And we know abo patrano abo makeniki elokshini abapa used to work at an Audi workshop, yeah, or at a factory somewhere, at a plant, you know what I mean? So there's that experience, because sometimes the reality is when a car is out of maintenance plan, not everybody has got that 50,000 rands, yeah, to fix a major component. So you do go to these mechanics who some are good and they've got the expertise because they used to work for the actual company. They're very familiar with the mechanics of these cars. So these Chinese cars, they're beautiful, they're convenient, they're cheap, fuel efficient, a lot of them, but there are so many unanswered questions. But hopefully we did answer some of them in this hour.
If you missed it live, Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.